Okay, we are up to mitzvah 481, Tuf Pei Aleph, which is a pair that goes with the next two mitzvahs go together. First we have the Los Asay today, and then we have the Asay. The Los Asay is the Isser of letting an Eved Ivri go free without giving him severance, without giving him extra money. When you set him free, you know, you can't just let him out with nothing. We had a number of halachas, the mitzvah of Eved Ivri back in Parshas Mishpatim, but here we have the mitzvah of Ha'anaka, of giving him as he goes out, and the isser of not giving him and letting him go by not giving him. Again, another losa say that's violated, b'sheva altasa. Again, the Torah tells us here in the Parshas Re'eh, by the way, if you're keeping track, this is mitzvah number 46 out of 55 in Re'eh. So we're moving, we're about 10 more mitzvahs left in Parshas Re'eh. Again, all of these are chock full. Re'eh shoftim kiseitze. As we get towards the final 100, Beth Hashem, that we will talk about. But either way, today is mitzvah 481, as the Torah tells us. And right after the mitzvah of tzedakah, as we have discussed, you have to give tzedakah. You're not allowed to hold back from tzedakah. And then the Torah tells us, and if somebody, if it gets close to Shemitah, and you think you're not going to get your money back, you know, be very careful. And then after that, we have ki marcha lecha chicha ha'ivri, o ha'ivriya, vavotcha sheishanim. We have the parsha of Eved Ivri again. Some halachas of Eved Ivri you learned that from Mishpatim, and some are learned right here. The major one learned from here is Hanukkah, as we'll see. So if an Eved Ivri is sold to you, and he works for you for 6 years, he or she, right, or Amma Ivriya, Uva Shana Shviyis Tishachenu Chavshei Meimach. And in the seventh year, he or she shall go free, Meimach, as we know, V'chisa Shachenu Chavshei Meimach. And at the end of those years, those Tishachenu Reikam. Don't send them out empty-handed. That's today's itzer, of not sending them out reikam. Ha'anek ta'anek lo. You shall surely give them what to take with them. What is ha'anek ta'anek? How do you translate that? So says the unkelis. Afrasha tafresh le. Give them something. Separate something for them. That's the lashon. Afrasha tafresh. Right? Give them something. Mitzoncha umigarnecha umiyekvecha. From your sheep, from your goren, from your silo, from your yekev, from your grapes, asher beracha, asher malakecha, titein lo. That which Hashem has given to you, give to him. Right? And why? The Torah tells us, and we'll have to get back to this, Be'ez Hashem. V'zacharta ki evad yisa beres Mitzrayim. Remember that you were servants in Egypt. Vayiftecha asher malakecha, Hashem redeemed you. And therefore, you have to add in a sentence. And Hashem gave you plenty when you left. So you should give them. Alkein anochi mitzavcha sadavar hazeh hayom. That's why I am commanding you this today. And then you have a repeat as we had in Mishpatim. What if he says at the end of 6 years, I don't want to go free. Ki yahevcha vespeisecha. Ki tov lo imach. I love you, my master. I don't want to go free. V'lokakta samartzeya. Again, this is not counted here because we already counted this in Mishpatim. He takes a tool. V'nasata ba'azno v'adeles. And he puts a hole in the ear next to the door where he's standing. But maybe we'll talk next time more about reviewing some of the general Eved Ivri halachos. V'haylecha Eved Olam. And it'll be with you forever. And then we add, because let's read all the psukim, because we're going to talk about this. Lo yikshe ve'enecha b'shalechacha oso chavshi me'imach. Don't let it be difficult to you that you have to let him free, either after 6 years or by a female. You have also when she has siman and bechulu. Ki, why? Ki mishneh schar sachir avat chashe shanim. Because he worked double for you. And you shall be blessed. What do you mean he worked double for you? So Rashi quotes here, Mishneh Schar Sachir, Mikan Amru, Eved Ivri Oved Bein Bayom Bein Balayla. And Eved Ivri's got to work day and night. What does that mean? How does Eved Ivri work day and night? Does he have to sleep? Does he have to like take a relax? Vizel Kiflayim Sha'avodah Schir Yom. And this is the double of a regular worker. Umau Avodasa Balayla. What is it? Rabba Moser lo shivcha kenanis vavlados lo adon. As we know, the chiddush halacha, the din da oraisa, is that an eved ivri is allowed to be given to him by his master a shivcha kenanis, a woman who's partially non-Jewish. But an eved ivri has that heter that a master is allowed to give him a shivcha, and he can be forced. The eved ivri is forced to be married and to live with the shivcha kenanis, and the children belong to the adon. The children belong to the eved. Again, the pasuk says in Parashat Mishpatim, this is only if the eved is previously married, which is ironic. Only if he's previously married are you allowed to give him another semi-wife. But if they're not, begapo yavo, begapo yetze, right? But if he's alone, then you can't. Rav Sternbach, we mentioned back in Parashat Mishpatim a couple of years ago, writes, because we don't want anybody to think that this is real marriage. Only if he has a real wife, and he knows what a real marriage is, then they realize this is Mishnah Schar Sachir. This is more of a financial relationship. But if he doesn't have one, if the person might be misled and misguided to think this is what marriage is all about, so then that is not allowed. Either way, these are the psukim in the Torah. Now let's get into the discussion of Ha'anaka, and there's a lot of lumdis here, as we will see in the text. So again, today is the Los Asay, and then the Asay is the next time, but the Minchas Chinuch deals with them together, as we will as well. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, the title, Shalom L'Shaleach Eved Ivri Reikam Kishiyetze Chavshi. When an Eved Ivri goes free, so you shall not let him go free empty-handed. You got to give him Tzedel L'Derech. You have to give him a severance. Shalom Notzi Eved Ivri B'Yadayim Reikanios. Don't let him go free with empty handed. We shall give him and separate for him from our possessions, from our riches. And that's the pasuk. You want to know the sharsh of the mitzvah? Look at the next mitzvah. So that's what we'll do. Here in Tufpe Beis, he says the positive. When he goes free, don't send him out empty-handed. And that's the mitzvah saseh of ha'anik ta'anik lo. Make sure he has what he needs. What's the shorash of the mitzvah? Somewhat obvious, but says the Sefer HaChinuch, Mishorashi HaMitzvah, L'man nikne benafshenu, mitos me'ulos, yikaras v'chamudos. Somebody worked for you, you got to, and you have to take care of them. You have to make sure they have whatever they need. V'ima nefesh ha'yikara v'hamu'len is kelatov, and the more we perfect our own halachic religious personalities, we will be zoche to the good. V'hokel atov chafetz le'hitiv lamo. Hashem wants to be good to us. The more we make ourselves kalim, receptacles for the good, the more we could get. V'hodenu v'hadrenu hushin arachim amisha avarosanu. And it's His glory that everyone who serves us, we shall take care of. Besides what, obviously, have to pay him for working for you. This mitzvah is not to make sure you pay him when he leaves, what he worked for you. That's obviously, that's a separate mitzvah of paying your workers on time. But this is above and beyond. Not just what they did, but you have to give them extra. You have to give them a matana extra beyond what they did. And again, like the Torah says, we are imitating Hashem here. This is like the mitzvah of a halach to bedrachav, following HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like the two Gemaras in Shas that talk about that. Gemara in Shabbos Kuflam Gimel, which talks about Mahu Rachum Afata Rachum in terms of Midos, and the Gemara at the end of the first parak in Sota, which talks about the four actions that Hashem did that we are supposed to imitate. Just like Hashem was Malbish Arumim with Adam and Chava, so to us. Just like He was Mavakar Cholim with Avraham, so to us. Just like He was Menachim Avelim by Yitzchak, so to when Avram died. And He went to be Nichba Avelim of Yisrael, so to us. And just like He buried Moshe Rabbeinu, so to us. So we have to be like Hashem, both in Midos and in Maisim. Those are the two Gemaras. Shabbos, Kuflam, Gimel, and Sota. I think it's Daf Yudalat at the end of the first parak. So in those two areas, this mitzvah is just like it. What does the Torah say? Just like Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim and He gave us a lot, an extra. So too, we have to, when we let our servants go free, we have to give them extra. As I just translated it, it's servitude. Right? Slavery is a very bad translation. Slavery has a negative connotation, and this idea totally has nothing connection to slavery. When the slave goes free, make sure you give him a lot of stuff extra. Right? That's not how you treat a slave. But it's servitude. Because servants, there's nothing wrong with servitude. Servants have rights and privileges. They have obligations and responsibilities too. But they have privileges. If there's only one pillow in the house, the servant gets it. Right, that's not slavery. That's avdus, though, in halacha, and this is part of that larger framework to understand what this is all about. Good. Let's continue. I guess the Sefer HaChinuch today, and then we'll get into some of the Minchas Chinuchs, and we'll see how far we can get today, and best shem the next time when we talk about this mitzvah. What are some of the halachas of the mitzvah? So midini mitzvah. Let's do what the chinuch has, and then the minchas chinuch. Mashamr tzachorim lavracha. She'echad ho'eved ayotzei b'sof sheish. O b'yovil, o b'misas adon. It doesn't matter when the eved goes free. A normal eved ivri goes free after 6 years, or what if yovil comes? After 4 years, goes free too. What if the adon, the master, dies? By all of those, he gets Hanaka, the Evan. V'chein amash yotzas b'echad mikol elu obesimanim. Or an ama ivriya. Harelu manikin lehem. It doesn't matter how an Evan goes free, an Evan or an ama, if they go free, they get Hanaka. When do they not get Hanaka? Aval hayosim b'gira on kesef ein manikin lehem. Says the Gemara, says the Chinuch, if they go out with Giron Kesef, what does that mean? If they're not finished with their time that they're supposed to be in servitude, but they pay their way out of it. They have 3 years left, somehow they get enough money, or somebody else gives them, in order to pay their way out and not have to work the other year. So then you're not sending them out. They're leaving. So in that case, you don't have to give them Hanukkah. Hanukkah is only if you determine and you send them out. But in this case, where they are deciding to leave, so then you do not have to give them. Shene'emar, as the Pasuk says, v'chisa shalchenu chafshi, when you send them out. Zeh lo shlachahu. But here, you didn't send them out. Ela evedu, shegarim b'nesinas hakesef, laseis b'dachas yadov. But it's the eved that caused his nesinas hakesef. He was the one that instigated this leaving. Okay, this is some of the halachos of Ha'anaka. Finishing up, and Oheges Mitzvah Zub, Zechram and Akevas, this Mitzvah Saseh and Mitzvah Los Saseh apply by men and women? And women? What do you mean, and women? You see in the footnotes, the Mishnah Lamech discusses, could a woman own an Eved Ivri? The Gemara seems to say not. So is that only L'Chachila? Because of Chshad? Well, because she's going to have Yichud with the Eved Ivri? And that's the problem? But with the Eved it would work? That's what it sounds like from the Chinuch. It sounds like it applies to women. It applies to women. We're not talking about the Amma Ivriya. There's no mitzvah for them to get Ha'anaka. It's a mitzvah for the master to give Ha'anaka. So it sounds like Me'ikar Adin, a woman would be able to have an Eved Ivri. It's just the Gemara says it shouldn't be done because of Cheshad, because of Isurim and issues of Yichud. But it applies to men and women, Bizman Abayis, but only as we know, Bizman Beis HaMikdash, She'ein Din Eved Ivri Noeg, Ela Bizman Shayovel Noeg. So if the Chinuch would have stopped there would not be any controversy. But then he adds, I think this mitzvah does apply today. Today? What do you mean today? Eved Ivri is only Noeg when Yovel is Noeg. Mikol makom af bizman hazeh, says the Sefer HaChinuch, even bizman hazeh, yishmachacham Yosef lekach, listen up, shim sachar echan mibnei Yisrael, v'yavado zman meruba, if somebody has a worker for many years, o afilu mor, or even for a small amount of time, sheyaniklo betseiso me'imo me'asher berchu Hashem, Hashem was blessed you with assets and with money, give them some extra. Give them some extra after they finish working for you. Says the Sefer Chinuch, that applies, it applies bezman hazeh. So that is a tremendous chiddush. We'll have to talk about does he really mean the daraisa? Or is he just saying, it's the same type of message. Of course the mitzvah daraisa doesn't apply today. We can't have an eved ivri today. But giving an eved, a sachir, a little extra at the end, is that a kiyum daraisa of ha'anaka, bezman hazeh? The Sefer Chinuch seems to say yes. And the Minchas Chinuch here at the end says, I don't know if the Rambam would agree to this. And if I'm correct that the Rambam wouldn't agree to it, I don't know why the Chinuch here doesn't make a fuss that he's arguing with the Rambam. Because the Chinuch always follows the Rambam. And if he ever doesn't, he always follows him in counting. But if he ever argues on him about a detail in Halacha, he always says, I'm arguing with the Rambam. Here it doesn't say a word, as if the Chinuch does not think that he would be arguing. But I think, says the Minchas Chinuch, that he would be arguing with the Rambam. How do you know that? So we will have to see, Be'ez Hashem, in the coming discussions. So let's first go back to an important discussion back in Os Aleph of the Minchas Chinuch. Os Aleph, the Minchas Chinuch quotes a important machlokes rishonim, and that is, the din of Ha'anaka has certain limitations. So, number one limitation we saw, if the person is going out himself, giron kesef, he's paying his way out early, that's a limitation. But the Minchas Chinuch quotes three more, or even four more limitations in Os Aleph. Number one is what's called mocher atzmo. As we know, there are two types of eved ivris. There's machruhu atzmo or machruhu bezdin. If somebody is very, very poor, and they need to make some money so they can sell themselves to be an eved ivri, machruhu atzmo. And then there's machruhu bezdin. If somebody steals and they don't have enough money to pay back, so bezdin's going to sell them into servitude in order to pay back what they stole. So that's two institutions within eved ivri in halacha. Are there differences halacha l'maisa? So, says the Rambam, yes, and this is one of them. The Rambam says, if you have it in the Das HaRambam, in Os Aleph, the Dafka Machruhu Bezdin Manikin Lo. This whole halacha of Hanukkah is only if Bezdin sold the guy, if Machruhu Bezdin, so then he's going to get Ha'anaka. Avo Mocher Atzmo Ein Lo Ha'anaka. But not by Mocher Atzmo, the Rambam Paskin is Machlokas Tanoim. The Rambam is Paskin like that day, there's only Ha'anaka by Machruhu Bezdin. And Tosfos there says, no, halacha is like Rabbi Elazar, that even by Machruhu Atzmo, by both, No distinctions. And the chinuch here is not machalik, which makes it sound like he's holding like Tosfos, that there's no distinctions. So, based on this, so now we go back to that minchas chinuch that we were just talking about. The minchas chinuch says, if you hold that hanaka is across the board by all avadim, so basically what's the message? The message is, be a good guy. When you let a servant go free, and he's not working for you anymore, you know, pile on the presents. So if you say that it applies to all of Adim, so then Memelo, you could understand why it would apply even Bizman Hazeh. Right? Where there isn't an institution of Eved Ivri, but you could say, you know what? It's not just about Eved Ivri. It's not a Chiddush HaTorah. It applies to everyone, and then I could understand it. But if you already say that even Bizman HaMikdash, it was limited, let's say to Machruhu Beth, like the Rambam says, so obviously it's not just based on being a good guy. Right, or else if you're just being a good guy, then even by Machru Atzmo, it's obviously based on other reasons that the Torah has in mind. If it only applies to Machru Bezdin, so if that's the case, then how could you apply it to Shalom Bezman HaMikdash? That's the Minchas Chinuch's diuk, that he does not think that the Rambam would agree with the Chinuch. That's if you go to the end again. Now he says BeEmes Lashitas HaRambam Gam Bezman HaShayinoeg LaYinoeg B'Mocher Atzmo. The Rambam even Bezman HaMikdash doesn't say it applies across the board. V'Nira Mizeh Tadas Rava B'Chaber Kadas HaTosfos. I think the Chinuch is like Tosfos because Al Kein Mitzad HaMusur Gam Hayom Noeg. Right? It's ethically, it's nice, good idea. Be a good guy. So it should apply even Bezman HaZeh. But according to the Rambam, Lo shaya klal mitzad hamusar. Da Torah lo chiva klal rak b'machru bezdin. Umi yodea me'ezatam v'havein. And then he adds, ach lo shchiach, sha'arava mechaber yeinote medas harambim in Moshe Pirish lehedya. Right, it's not usual. Unless the chinuch throws up his hand, the minchas chinuch says, throws up his hands and says, unless you figure out a svara, why even the Rambam could say that Bizman HaMikdash is limited, but it could still apply Bizman HaZeh. So the minchas chinuch does not think those two shitas could go together, and therefore he says that it's tzarachin that the chinuch diverged from the Rambam here. Let's go back to the earlier pieces. So again, limit number one, possibly, the Minchas Chinuch says, only Machru Hu Bezdin and not Machru Atzmo. I'm sorry, before we even get to the limitation, are there any other differences in Halacha between Machru Hu Bezdin and Machru Hu Atzmo? There's a huge discussion in the Rishonim, a very important discussion based on what we just said earlier. And that is, an Eved Ivri, as we mentioned, is allowed to just have a relationship with a Shifcha Kananis. That's the Halacha, it's Beferish Pasuk in a Mishpatim, and also it's alluded to here, that's the Mishnes Char Sachir, that even he's working for his Adon at night by having children, and they will be Shel HaAdon. Does that halacha apply to all Eved Ivris? Does that apply to all Eved Ivris? That's the Shaila. So it starts off with the Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Samach Tes. The Gemara says the name of Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon says, I have a way that Mamzerim could become Tahorim. Wow. We usually think a Mamzer is a Mamzer. Once a Mamzer, always a Mamzer. A Mamzer's children are Mamzerim. Doesn't matter who he marries. A Mamzer is the children of Mamzerim. Right? It's Mamzer. You can't get rid of it. Rabbi Tarfon says, I have a way to get rid of it. How can I get rid of it? If a Mamzer marries a Shifcha Kananis, if a Mamzer becomes an Eved Ivri and marries a Shifcha Kananis, then the children aren't Jewish. They convert, and then they're not Mamzerim. That really related to the father. But at least your kids, if you're having a Mamzer, is better than having a convert as a child, you know, one might suggest. So that's where Rabbi Tarfon's famous Rabbi Tarfon, Rechovod Mamzerim Litaher. So on that Gemara, the Gemara wonders, is Rabbi Tarfon Lechadchilo or Bidi Eved? If it's done, it works? Or would we suggest to the Mamzer, you know what? Go be an Eved Ivri. Go be an Eved Ivri. So that's the question. So the Gemara says, Toshma, Dush Pazichne Rav Simloi Mamzer Havi. There was a Mamzer. Va'amar Le, Iak, and he comes to Rav Simloi. And Rav Simloi says, Va'amar Le, and he was already married. But he says, Iak de Matach, if you would have come to me first, Tahartinu Lebenach, I could have come. You know, I would have given you an eitzah to be mitar your children. So the Gemara says, that sounds like he would have said lechadchila, like Rabbi Tarfon. Right? There's no other way he would have said, like Rabbi Tarfon. So he says, no. So the Gemara says, el yamer di'eved ma'iniyu, it sounds like he's saying lechadchila. So the Gemara says, how do you understand the story? So I said, no. Maybe it's even b'di'eved. Why? Because what advice would he have given him? Demintsev le eitzah, the following. Amazing, unusual Gemara. Va'amar le zil gnov. He would have told him to go steal. Ve'izdavin be'eved ivri, and not have enough money to get paid back, and then be sold as an eved ivri. That's what he have told him to do. So, many questions on this Gemara. What are they? How can he tell him to do an avera? Misabab avera? But either way, this is the Gemara. Asks the Ritva, there's a simpler way to becoming an Eved Ivri. You don't have to steal and become an Ivri. Just make yourself into an Eved Ivri. Machruhu Atzmo, not Machruhu Bezdin. Says the Ritva, you know what you see from this Gemara? According to one Deya, this is the Ritva back in Kedushin Daf Yudalid, that only Machruhu Bezdin is allowed to marry a Shifcha Kananis. Machruhu Atzmo must not be allowed to, or else that would have been the advice. Just sell yourself, throw away your money, become poor, and sell yourself as an Eved Ivri. The fact that the Gemara bends over backwards and say, oh, you have to steal something, and then Machru Bezdin, it must be that's the case. The Ritva quotes that Deya and argues. The Ritva argues and says, no, I don't think that's true. I think even Machruhu Atzmo is Mutar B'Shivcha Kananis. Because it's such a huge chiddush. You're like marrying, allowed to marry a non-Jew. It must be that every Eved Ivri, there's a special type of kinyan, what he, his grand rabbi, the Ramban, called the kinyan Isser that the master has in the Eved Ivri is what allows him to give the Eved a Shivcha Kananis, and that applies across the board. You know what the difference is between Machruhu Bezdin and Machruhu Atzmo? Whether the Eved has a choice. By Machruhu Bezdin, Bezdin, the Adon could force him. Kafu, to be married Shifcha Kananis. By Machruhu Atzmo, he has a choice. That's the difference. But that's the discussion. It starts with that discussion of the Rebbe Tarfon. But either way, Halacha L'maisa, that is the difference between, another difference, the question is what the difference is between Machruhu Atzmo and Machruhu Bezdin, whether the difference is whether there's a heter at all or not, or they both are mutter, the question is whether they can be forced or not by the master. Okay, that is, again, so according to the Rambam, there's another difference, and that is Ha'anaka. Is Hanukkah only by Machruhu Bezdin or also by Machruhu Atzma? Okay, there are other differences and there are other limitations and halachas that we have to talk about. And we have to talk about the lumdus. How much is Ha'anukkah in the world of tztaka? Or is it in the world of a chov or a shibud? That's the lumdus, which I'm giving away already. But Hashem, we will talk about that next time. Okay, we'll stop here.